My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
We're having a good time here talking amongst ourselves off the air.
Yeah, buddy.
And we'd like to have some fun with you on the air if you'd like. We're here till 2 o'clock to take your calls and questions. 602-277-5827 is the number. However, don't bother dialing because the lines are full. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, you can try it then.
We were looking over the data disaster stories, and most of them are pretty sad stuff, and we're looking kind of going, wow, that's pretty bad. And then this one guy wrote in, and we were laughing, and I know that sounds bad, but this guy was doing the data equivalent of driving 120 miles an hour on the wrong side of the freeway, going the wrong direction with no seatbelt, no airbags, no insurance. I mean, just...
What?
Wow.
Nobody buckles their seatbelt on the information superhighway.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They must. Somewhere.
My hard drive's not going to crash.
Never. It's been working fine for 12 years. Why would it crash now?
It hasn't had a problem since 1965. It's not going to crash.
And according to the website, it's supposed to run for, 120 years?
Yeah, I still got another 1,200 years.
Just before I check out, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to back up then.
Two kinds of hard drives, those that have crashed and those that are going to crash. So you have to ask yourself. You have to ask yourself, which one do I have? It should be pretty obvious, most of you out there listening, so take heed. All right, it's time for our... It's Chatty Boys Geek Speak of the Week!
Should we officially change the title?
Yes. We're going to have to run with that one for a while. Insider information from Mom and Pop. Okay, so every week we try to bring you a little verbiage from the world of tech so that those folks that try to talk down to non-techie people, usually that like to call themselves geeks and nerds.
Geeks!
We're trying to give you the information so that when they do that and hope that you look back at them with this look of, I don't know what you're talking about. You're not. You're going to look back and say, I know what that means.
This is definitely a geeky one.
This is totally nerdy, geeky, gamer, whatever.
This is like a slap in the geek speak face.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, you don't.
A vernacular slap, if you will.
That's why I like it, though. Okay, you want to know what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
It's Leet syndrome.
And we gotta give the... You did the phonetic Leet.
Yeah, right. It's L33T. Leet.
Yeah.
And the fact that you would know that the two threes in the middle of L and T
makes me a geek,
made Leet, that is actually the whole point of the thing right there, right?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's a common disease.
It is, huh?
That infects children, usually male, between the ages of 13 and 17. Symptoms include a propensity to use numbers and misspellings, as well as a lack of punctuation in place of proper net English. A terrible need to prove oneself, and many other annoying habits that only script kiddies and Leet hacksaw boys and girls have.
The Leet syndrome.
Yeah, like I'm elite, right?
Right.
Yeah. Elite, yes.
Yeah, but that's the shortcut. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm smarter than you method.
Definitely not the kindler, gentler kind of geek.
So now you know what Leet syndrome means, and the word Leet, when you see it, L33T. Somebody trying to say that I'm... better than you.
I'm better than you are.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's just bad.
I know, I'm Lee.
Bad form.
What about you?
Hey, Lee. Just sit tight right there because we're going to get to you. Bob, Gary, and Kathy, you do the same. We've got, 30 minutes more of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken and Brandon when we come back.